Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Mem Dalid, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Gemara Beis, and let us review the previous Gemara, as the Gemara Bura Machlik is between Rav and Shmuel, regarding the Turvas HaVeshet, which is the harder part of the Veshet that is closest to the larynx and upper jaw of a behemoth. And the Gemara initially explained the Machlik is between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that the Turvas HaVeshet is mamish part of the Veshet itself, and is a valid Makam HaShchita, and therefore, just like the Mishnah taught us, that Nikav HaVeshet Bekolshu, the animal will be a trefa, so the same would apply to the Turvas HaVeshet, while Shmuel is chilek and holds that the Turvas HaVeshet is not the Makam HaShchita, and is not considered a part of the Veshet, and therefore would not be a trefa merely by having a neck of a kolshu, and the only way it would be a trefa is if it was Nifsak Rubai, and Raiva the Turvas HaVeshet would be severed. And the Gemara brought a story where Shchita was performed on a shar that belonged to the Bnei Rav Ukva, and the Sheikh began cutting the Turvas HaVeshet, and after cutting a small amount in that area, which was less than Raiv, he angled downwards and he did the rest of the Shechita on the Veshet itself. Now, as Rabbi Abba ultimately paskin, that really, Bein L'Rav and Bein L'Shmuel, the Shechita should be kosher, as a few Rav Shechita in the area of the Tarvis HaVeshet is kosher, just like in the Makam HaVeshet, and this is not a case of Agrama. There should be no reason why the animal would be a Trefa and why the Shechita would not be kosher. And although the few Shmuel, the initial cutting of the Tarvis HaVeshet isn't a proper Shechita, as the Tarvis HaVeshet is not a part of the Veshet, and is not a proper Makam HaShchita. However, according to Shmuel, since the Sheikhet did not cut Reiv the Turvas HaVeshet, so the Shor did not become a Trefa, and once the Sheikhet sliced the Veshet properly, so the Shor should be kosher. However, when the Shailah came to Rava, so Rava paskin that the Shor is a Trefa, based on both the Chumris of Rav as well as Shmuel, as he used the sheet of Shmuel, that the area of the Turvas HaVeshet isn't a proper Makam HaShchita, and in issuing his Psak, he also relied on the Chumra of Rav, that even if the Turvas HaVeshet is only Nika B'mashu, is already a Trefa. And we already saw that ultimately the Shaila came in front of Rabbi Abba, and he stated that in Manushach the Shor is kosher. And as the Gemara stated, the Galgal Milsum Atoy L'Kamed Rabbi Abba, and Amar Lahu Toyra Bein L'Rab Bein L'Shmuel Shori, and Zilu Amar Le L'Breid Rabbi Yisrael Bachama, the L'Shalom to make Toyra L'Mare. And let us keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will come out that the Psak of Rabba was correct. However, our Gemara now continues and asked another question on the Psak of Rava, and the Gemara will be bothered that how is it possible that Rava would paskin like two chumrays that associate each other. And Rashi brings an example from the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin on Daf Zayin, which is relevant to our sugya, and we already quoted this on Daf Mem Beis and Beis, where we brought down the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to Kam Chisar and Beshedra, and Beis Shammai Imim Shtei Chulyes or Beis Hillel Imim Chulya Achas. And the Ikka machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was relevant to the term if a Shedra is Metame Betumas Oil, or if it would not be Metame Betumas Oil, and in this case Beshame would be Machmer, and he holds that a Shedra will always be Metame Be'oil as long as it's not missing two Chulyais and is not missing two vertebrae. And as we saw on Daf Mebez and Mebez, that Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Shmuel, the Chen Letrefa, that the same Machlek is between Beshame and Besilel would also apply to determine if an animal is a Trefa. In regard to this halacha, Besilel is more Machmer, as Besilel holds that an animal would be a trefa even if it's missing only one vertebrae. And as Rashi points out on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, based on our Gemara, the man de Ovid betrefas kechumri beis Hillel uvetuma kechumri beis Shammai ksilhu. And as Rashi explains, the hacha choshev lechasarin, the hacha lechoshev lechasarin. This is comparable to the din that Rava just taught us. And as Rashi points out, behind the Rava nami sasun adodi the kivin de omma de kuvasu b'mashu like Rav, so time mashun de makam shchitu like Rav stated. And meanwhile, Rav is also going like Chumri de Shmuel, the Omar Lab Makam Shchitu, Vishtakach the Sasu Milsi, the Rav Adodi. Therefore, we would apply the Pasuk and Keheles of Aksil Bachoshe Cholech on Rava, and our Gemara now begins, and we'll ask this question on Rava, as Omar Mabri de Ravina, Mesvina Tiyufta, Klape Sanai de Rava, that I'm going to ask a question against the enemies of Rava, and as Rashi states, Lishna Malya, Mishun de Boilu Suve, Vaksil Bachoshe Cholech, as ultimately we apply the Pasuk of Aksil B'choshech Cholech on Rava, and therefore we stated B'loshim Sagina that he's going to ask this question on the enemies of Rava, but certainly this question is on Rava, as we just explained. And the question is that we have a brayse that states La'ilam Alach Divrei Beis Hillel, that the Alacha always follows Beis Hillel. However, by Reitzel Lassis Kedivrei Beis Shammai Isa and Kedivrei Beis Hillel Isa, but if someone wants to paskin like Beis Shammai, they could do so, and if someone wants to paskin like Beis Hillel, they could do so. And the Gemara will ask that seems to be a stira, is initially the Braisa stated, La'olam halacha k'divrei Rabbi Hillel, and then we stated, Hareitz alasa k'divrei Rabbi Shammai Oisa, and k'divrei Rabbi Hillel Oisa. However, the Gemara continues to quote the Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Mikula Rabbi Shammai, Mikula Rabbi Hillel Rasha, and if someone would always follow every kula by trei kulas, that would be Sasriya Dodi, and in a similar scenario, where the Psaka Rabbi Shammai would come out of kula, he would paskin like Rabbi Shammai. Then in a similar scenario, where if one would follow the Psaka Rabbi Hillel, then it would come out of kula, then he would follow the Psaka Rabbi Hillel. So this type of person is called a Rasha, and we continue on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, and Mechum Rabbi Shammai, and Mechum Rabbi Hillel. And as we explained in Akdama, that if there are three chumras, the Sasna Dodi, and one would always follow the one that's more chumra, then all of Akasav Emeh, so it's regarding such a person that will pasuk in Kehillah states, HaChocham Eino Bereisha, Baksil B'choshe Choylech, and V'yadati Gam Oni, Shem Mikra Echad, Yikra As Kulam, and therefore the Bais tells us, Ela Ika Beishami, Kekulein Chuchumrein, Ika Beishila, Kekulein Chuchumrein, that when one paskins, they have to make sure to be consistent, and if they paskin like Beishamai, then they should paskin like that Shita Beishamai, both if it comes out L'chumra, and if it comes out L'kula, and similarly, if they paskin like Beishila in a certain circumstance, then they have to make sure that they paskin like Beishila, both L'kula and L'chumra. L'maisa Rav seemed to be over on this concept of Aksil B'choshe Choylech, as the only way that he was able to paskin that the behemoth was a trefa is only if he followed the chumras both of Rav as well as Shmuel. And before the Gemara answers this question, the Gemara continues and asks a question on the Braisa, as Hagufa Kasha has heard is a steer at the beginning of the Braisa, and as we explain, that Amrit La'ilu Malach K'divrei Beis Hillel, that the Braisa started off, that we always paskin like Beis Hillel, V'hadotani V'hareitzel Askedu B'Shami Yasa, and then immediately after, the Braisa states that if someone wants to follow the Psaka B'Shamai, that they could do so. The Gemara continues and brings two terutzim, as number one, like Kasha, Kan Kredim Baskol, Kan La'ach Baskol, and when the Braisa stated that if someone wants to follow the words of Beis Shammai, they could do so, that was prior to the Baskol. However, after the Gemara Mesechtes Irvin Adaf Yud Gimel and Beis that stated that Yatzu the Baskol V'Omer Halacha Beis Hillel, then certainly Lo'ilum Halacha K'divrei Beis Hillel, then one has to follow Beis Hillel. The Gemara continues and brings a second explanation, as V'Bayis Eima, and if you want, I could tell you, Af La'ach Baskol, Rabbi Shuhi, the Da'ama Imashkichim Baskol, that this Braisa was taught even after the Baskol stated that Halacha K'divrei Beis Hillel, however the Tana Kama holds that Mashkichim Baskol, therefore we stated Lo'ilum Halacha K'divrei Beis Hillel, when the Braisa continued and stated Reitzel Asa K'divrei Beis Shammai Yasa, that is going like the famous member of Rabbi Shua that we find in Bava Metzia by the story of Rabbi Elazar Shamuti and the Tana Shachnai, who stated that in Mashkichim Baskol, and therefore Reitzel Asa K'divrei Beis Shammai Yasa. Now that the Gemara explained the Braisa, so the Gemara now asks Mikol Makom Kasha, that ultimately we have a question on Rava, that L'chur by the fact that Rava paskin that the behemoth is a trefa, so he must be going both like the Chumra of Rav as well as the Chumra of Shmuel, and these two Psakim as Sasri Adadi, and if so, we should apply the Pasuk in Kehelas of Aksil B'choshe Choylech on Rava. However, the Gemara continues, Om Rav Tava is Kula K'Ravavda, and Rav Tavis explains that the explanation that we previously gave as to the Shita of Rav and Shmuel is actually incorrect, and really Rava was paskin completely like Rav, that's why he paskin that the behemoth is a trefa. And the Gemara now explains, the Chiosu Ronin by Cheskel Omar, Lysisisulu Lahani Kloli, the Kali Yehuda Ochi Mishmedi Rav, as we know from a Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin, famous Amir Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Bar Yecheskel were brothers, and Rabbi Huda's father was also Rabbi Cheskel. And as Rashi points out, that when we brought down the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, even though the Gemara did not state that Om Rabbi Huda Om Rav, however Zok Rashi Stam Shmeitze the Rav Bedari Basroi Rabbi Huda Hava Omalu Bebe Medrasha, Rabbi Huda was the one who said over the various members of Rav in the Beis Medrash, and initially Rabbi Bar Yecheskel and Rabbi Huda lived in Bavel, and then Rabbi Bar Yecheskel went to Eretz Yisrael, and when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said that you shouldn't listen to those memories that my brother Yehuda said over in the name of Rav, as if the way Rabbi Yehuda brought down the member of Rav, it came out that Rav held that the Torah of Veshet has the same din as the Veshet itself, and it is a proper Makom HaShechita, and that's why if it was Nika B'Mashu, it would be a Trefa. However, I am arguing on the member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, as Hachi Amar Rav, as I know that Rav stated that Veshet Nastu B'Chacham Shir, that the Chacham gave a shear to the Veshet, and I in the Bachu's Geris, and made a common Nastu B'Chacham Shir, and from the fact that Rav stated that the Chacham made a shear to the Veshet, so Mechlal, the Torah of Veshet, Lab Makom Shchitu, V'Ka'omah B'Mashu, and if so we actually see that Rav holds that the Torah of Eshet is not considered a part of the Veshed and is not a proper Makam Hashchita, and even though it's not really the Veshed, Rav still holds that the Behemoth would become a Trefa even if the Torah of Eshet was Nikah B'mashu. As Rashi states, Nosnu B'Shir Ad Kamu Koshel Hashchita, as to the proper place to Shech the Veshed, certainly there are parts of the Veshed that are not considered a valid Makam Hashchita. And as Rashi continues, that the Torah of Eshet is Lab Makam Shchitu, Afilu Hachi Amar Rav B'mashu Mi Dehava Gageres to Bein Makam Shchita, Bein Shloim Makam Shchita, Shavu Shireh. Just like we find by the Kana, that certainly everyone agrees that parts of the Kana on Lab Makam Shchita. Even so, if it's Nifsek HaGeres in any place on the Kana, and even in a spot where it's not a Makam Shchita, the behemoth would be a Trefa. And similarly, in our scenario, even though Rav agrees that the Torah of Eshet is Lab Makam Shchita, it's not really the Veshed at all. And even so, just like a behemoth becomes a Trefa if it's Nikav HaVeshet, so the same would hold true that the behemoth would become a Trefa if the Torah of Eshet was punctured. Therefore, in the case of the ox of the children of Ukva, the Rav of Paskin correctly, like Rav, that since they were Askel Be'Shchita but Torah of Eshet, that is not a Makam HaShchita, once they made a hole in Torah of Eshet, and even if it would be only a Mashu, so the behemoth already became a Trefa. And Ayin Taisis Diva Maskel Mekam Manasu Be'Chacham Shir, Taisis bothered that just because Rav stated that the Veshet has a shear as to its Makam Shchita, how do we know that it has a shear at the top of the Veshet? And maybe Rav just meant that there's a shear on the bottom of the Veshet and one could not do Shchita all the way to the bottom of the Veshet. And as Taisis explains, V'lei boi l'meima d'nosu b'shir l'mata d'medlei pirish d'varav mistama bein l'mayla bein l'mata kamar. I am unfortunate to point out that certainly, as we will see later on, that Rav definitely holds that a Veshet is in l'shir l'mata, and therefore when Rav stated that nosu b'chacham shir, he must have been referring to the top of the Veshet. Therefore, it must be that Rav holds that the Torah of Veshet is not a Makam Shchita. And Ayin Taisis Diva Maskel Kula K'Rav Avda. Taisis points out that even though when we brought down the Psak of Rava, so we stated Ramin Olev Chumri De Rav Chumri De Shmuel, and it seems that these were the words of Rava. And how could Rav Tavis now explain that Rava really paskin like Rav? And Zok Taisis Haynu L'Maida Sak Daitach that Inachinami, that was the Gemara's Habmina as to why Rava paskin this way. And ultimately, Rav Tavis tells us this is not the actual reason for the Psak of Rava, and really Rava held like Rav. And Taz continues that really the Gemara could have stated that Rava really paskins like Shmuel, and since certainly Shmuel holds that the Torah of Eshet is Lab Makam Shchita, even though Shmuel holds that in order for the animal to become a Trefa, one would have to sever Rava the Torah of Eshet. However, in our scenario, since when the Sheikhit started doing the Shchita, he started in the area which was not a Makam Shchita, he started in the area of the Torah of Eshet, and he then continued the Shchita into an area which is a Makam Shchita and into the Veshed. However, Shmuel holds that there would be a separate problem of Agrama, and as Taisis points out, therefore he could have stated that Rava passing like Shmuel, that's why he passing that this behemoth was a Trefa. And Zok Taisis El Naka Karab Mishum the Kaimel Karab Bisuri. However, Rav Tavis wanted to explain as to how Rava could passing that the behemoth is a Trefa, even if he held like Rav, as the Maisa we passing like Rav Bisuri, and therefore we want to make sure that Rava is going La Locha. The Gemara now continues that based on this explanation of Rav Tavis, so it comes out that both Rav and Shmuel agree that the Torah of Veshet is Lab Makam Shchita. We also mentioned that Rav stated that Veshet Nasu Bechacham Shir. The Gemara now continues and asks, L'may Lad Kama, was the point at the top of the Veshet and closer to the animal's jaw that one could Shecht, and what is the point where one would no longer be able to Shecht as is Lab Makam Shchita? And Rav Nachman, Akadei Tfisas Yad, and Rav Nachman explains that the Makam Shchita of the Veshet is at any part of the Veshet until you get to the point that is the size where someone would be able to grasp onto the neck of the animal, and from that point and upwards would no longer be the Makam HaShchita, and if one would shecht in that area, then the Shchita would be pasal. And Ayin Rashi explains, Ad kadei tfisas yad, tzorech laniach letzad harosh, kesholosh etzbois v'arba, loshem mori hazokin, tzamagurius v'amal lona rabbonus sasoin, shiro zokin echad, shoye koifev oizen habehima, klape hasimonim, uvimokam shoye sekola oizen habehima, shomho yamaschal lishchait. Ayin in tesis, pirish bekuntris, abor etzbois, and temo de ba'if mai, and Taisis is bothered that by the Veshet of the Oif, which is much shorter than what would be the shear, and Zok Taisis of Pirish Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rameya, Abor Tzpois per Im Gedolim, Mikan Ve'elech, Kol Chad V'chad, Lefi Koitnoi, Ayin Shom, we brings down from the Bahag, Kadei Tfisis Yad, Kadei Nakat Inish, Beshtetz Ba'isav, and Tezis says, Bedevreim Divrei Kabbalah, V'yesh Lismay Chaleim Ayin Shom, and although Tezis brought down from Rashi, that Rashi stated Abba'at Spais, however, our guest in Rashi was Kishol Shet Spais V'Abba'at, and it could be that Rashi's explaining that there are different shurim for various different animals, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues, L'mata Ad Kamo, and until what point can someone shech towards the bottom of the Veshet, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Avuah, Ad Kadei Sheyasir, one can shecht until this here, inside that area. We know that the Veshet leads into the first stomach called the Keres, and the inside of the Keres is lined with some sort of here. As Rashi mentions that in the first stomach, there is some sort of here, Shagurin Besakin Mi Keres Hapnimi, prior to eating the Keres Hapnimi, they would scrape off this here with a knife. And right now, the Gemara feels that the here only starts in the Keres Hapnimi, and therefore one can shech the entire length of the Veshet, and the Gemara therefore asks, Eini, that how can you say that this would be the shear, as Va'omer Avina Amaganiva Mishmei Durav, Tefach Beveshet Samach LeKeres, Zero Keres Hapnimi, that the last Tefach in the Veshet, which is close to the Keres, that is already defined as the Keres Hapnimi, and is no longer the Veshet, and if so, the Gemara is bothered, that Mai, how could Rav Nachman have taught us in the name of Rav Bavuah, that one could shecht until the bottom of the Veshet, if the last Tefach is already called the Keres Hapnimi, and is no longer the Veshet, and Kika Shachet, Bekeres Kashachet, and when you're doing Shechita, you're actually shechting the Keres, and you're not shechting the Veshet. And the Gemara answers, Ema, Tefach Bekeres, Samach LeVeshet, Zero Keres Hapnimi, that Enoch Hanami, Rav never stated that the last Tefach in the Veshet is the Keres Hapnimi. Rav actually stated that the first Tefach in the Keres, that is the Tefach Hapnimi, that would be the first Tefach after the Veshet. Enoch Hanami, Lefi Rav, one can shecht in the entire length of the Veshet, and as we previously mentioned, according to Rav, the Makom HaShechita would be the entire length of the Veshet, and all the way to the bottom of the Veshet, and the only part of the Veshet that is not a Makom HaShechita, and one could not do Shechita in, is in the Torah B'tzav Veshet, which at least according to some, we defined as Kedei Tfisas Yad, and Ayin Rashi, that the Tefach Rishon Shel Keres, Havi Keres HaPnimi, V'Nekuvasa B'Mashu, and as we learned in the Mishnah, that B'Negei the Keres HaPnimi, then an animal will become Trefa, if the Keres HaPnimi is punctured, and even Bekalshu, and Rashi now explains why that area of the Keres will be called the Keres HaPnimi, and what defines it as the Keres HaPnimi, as opposed to the Keres HaChitzayin, and Zok Rashi, L'fushu Nechba B'Mokam HaMitza Ben Tzoloi Sachazer, Karlei Pnimi, and because it is hidden behind the ribcage, therefore it's called the Keres HaPnimi, and the Chol Shar Keres, Karib Masis and HaChitzayna, V'Nidonis B'Kriyas Rubai, an animal will only become a Trefa, Roiv of the Keres is torn, and as our Mishnah stated, HaKeres HaPnimi Shenikva, Oy Shenikra Roiv HaChitzayna, and the Gemara now continues, Yibayis Ema, and if you want, I could explain, really Rav stated, Tefach Beveshet Samachal Keres, Zero Keres HaPnimi, and Kikam Rav B'Torah D'Masei Tvei, and Rav wasn't discussing every type of animal, and he was only talking about an ox, and an ox has a lot of hair, and it gets into the bottom Tefach of the Veshet, and one would not be able to shecht the shor in that area. However, since by smaller animals, the hair of the Keres HaPnimi doesn't extend into the Veshet, all the way until the bottom of the Veshet would be the proper Makom HaShechita. And the Gemara continues and goes back to discuss the Torah B'Tzav Veshet, and Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, Torah B'Tzav Veshet Shenitol Kulu Melechi Kosher, that if the Torah B'Tzav Veshet, even if the Torah B'Tzav Veshet was detached from the lower jaw, the animal would still be kosher, and it would not be a trefa. And the Gemara tells us, V'tana Tuna, and our Tana also teaches us the same halacha on Daf Nun Dalem and Aleph, as the Mishnah will state, Nita Lechi Atachton Kosher, that even if the lower jaw of an animal is removed from the animal would still be kosher. Ayin Rashi, V'tana Tuna, Tana de Masis in the Pirke Meseyele, and Rashi explains, the Lashon Tuna, K'moy Tana Didon, and it's as if our Gemara stated, our Tana, and as Rashi Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Chav Dalem and Beis explains, Klemer, Metzinu Tana Shalanu, HaMaseyenu B'Zayis, and the Raya for our Mishnah is that since we see in the Mishnah that even if one would remove the entire Lech Yachtachtoin, that the animal would not be a Trefa, then certainly if you only remove the Tervis HaVeshed, then certainly it would not be a Trefa. And the Gemara continues, Maskel Rapapa, but Rapapa had a Shaila, but Ika Simanim, that we know that one of the five Psule Shechita is Ika Simanim, and if so, how could it be that if the Tervis HaVeshed was detached from the jaw, that the animal would still be kosher? And Rapapa's question question is on the member of Rav Nachman and Nehemiah Shmuel, and not on the Mishnah and Daf and Dalam and Aleph, and therefore the Gemara continues and asks, Rav Papa Kashmar Sisin, as Nita Lechi Atacht and Kosher, that according to Rav Papa, it would be Shver from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah specifically stated, Nita Lechi Atacht and Kosher, and even though we know that Ikur Simonim is puzzle, therefore it must be that Rav Papa's question on Shmuel is not a valid question. However, the Gemara explains that Bishleim and Masisin Rav Papa Loi Kasha, Hadi Yakure Yakure, Hadi Igor Megume Malavoy Simonim. Rav Papa will explain that the psul of Ikur Simonim, when the Simonim are completely ripped out from the Lechi and from the basa of the animal, and nothing is attached to the jaw of the animal, therefore there would be a psul of Ikur when the Mishnah Daftim Dalam Dal stated need to Lechi Atachtan, it would be kosher. That is in a case, Nigamim Halechi Min Abasa Shemutal Simonim, Ben Lechi Vasimin, Delav Ikur Husha Simonim Urim Bebasa, and the Simonim are still attached to the basa of the animal, and the psul Ikur would not apply in that case. However, the Gemara explains, El Shmuel Kasha, but a papa was bothered by Shmuel's memra, as Shmuel stated, Turbet Tavesha Shinitel Kulu Melechi Kosher, and it clearly seems that was completely pulled out of the Lechi, and if so, the Psul of Ikur should apply. And as Rashi states, El Shmuel Kasha, as Lididei Ikur Ikur Simonim, the Ka'oma Turbet Tavesha Shinitel, the Mashma Shavesha Levadi Nitak, Venitlish Menabasa, the Gemara answers, Loite Makulai, Ela Emarubai, the Inachinami, Shmuel never stated that if they rip out the entire Torah Saveshet, it would be kosher, and he only stated if Roiv the Torah Saveshet was ripped out from the jaw of the animal, it would still be kosher. And as Mepharshim pointed out, the Lefidus Teretz, we would not have the Gersa of a Tanatuna, Nita Lechi Atacht and Kosher, as this would not be a riot to the din of Shmuel. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, V'om Rabba Bachana Om Shmuel, but Rabba Bachana stated in the name of Shmuel that Simonim Shinin Daldul Bruban Trefa, and if Roiv the Simonim of the animal are detached from the jaw, so the animal would be a trefa, and we see that Shmuel himself holds that in this case the animal would be a trefa. And the Gemara answers, Om Rav Shishi Breda Rav Idi, Had Ikbel Pule, Hasim de Ifrik Afruke. When Rav Nachman stated in the name of Shmuel, Torvis Havesha Chinito Rubi Melechi is kosher, that is specifically talking about a case where the Torvis Havesha was carefully peeled away from its jaw, and it was a straight line. In that case, it will not be a trefa. And when Shmuel stated, Simonim Shinandal Ruba is trefa, that is referring to a case where it was pulled away from the jaw unevenly. And as Rashi states, Kedova neka b'koyach sheneka kan ma'at v'kan ma'at ad rubai, the oisimiyat ha-mechuba in a mechuba b'yachad. And in this case, even the part that's attached is not attached very well. Hilkach lav chibuhu d'lehad debari, and this case will not heal properly. And that's why Shmuel stated that the animal would be a trefa. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah, Daf Mem Bezim and Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Eilu trefas b'behema, and the first one was Nukuba Saveshet, and the second trefa was Psuchas HaGageres, and the animal is a trefa if the Kono or the Gageres or the windpipe or the trachea was severed and it was not during the time of Shechita. And Ayin Rashi in our Mishnah, Psuka L'Rachba Bruba, that even though a Nekev is Bimashu, however, when the Mishnah says Psuchas HaGageres, he's referring to Roiv of the Gageres. Now Gemara begins, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Kam Psuchas HaGageres Bruba, and as we just saw in Rashi, and the Gemara is for Kamaruba, and what is considered Roiv of the Gageres, and Rav Oman, we continue on Daf Mem Dalam Beis, Roiv Avya, Va'amrila, Roiv Chalola, and there are two versions as to what Rav stated. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, certainly it's much easier to understand this Gemara while looking at a picture. We will try to describe this to the best of our ability, and as we know that the trachea is a round pipe, the pipe is made up of sections that are made of cartilage, and the cartilage goes around the entire pipe until the bottom of the pipe, and at that point is a space which is filled with meat and is not cartilage, and the top of the cartilage is thicker than as the rings go around the circumference of the kana, so the cartilage gets thinner towards the bottom of the kana, so the cartilage is very thin. Based on the reality, the internal dimensions of the kana is approximately 1 inch, while if one would measure the outside dimensions of the kana, it would be approximately 1.5 inches. And for our understanding, we will explain that the extra 1/2 inch is towards the top of the trachea. Therefore, if one would want to know what roiv of the diameter of the trachea is, so it depends if you'd be measuring the outer dimension or if you'd be measuring the inner dimension. As if you'd be measuring the inner dimension, so the midpoint of the inside of the trachea would be at 1/2 inch. And then if you include the 1/2 inch at the top of the trachea, and the thickness of the trachea, so the midpoint would be 1 inch from the top of the outside of the kana, which is really only a half inch from the bottom of the kana, from the meaty portion of the kana. That is what the Gemara means when it states Rav Halala, and when Rav states Rav Ovya, he is measuring Rav of the thickness of the kana, and the thickness of the kana starts at the top of the kana. Since the entire kana, from the top of the kana until the meaty portion at the bottom of the kana, is 1.5 inches, so the midpoint would be 3/4 inches from the top of the outside of the kana. And according to the shear, it would be easier for an animal to become a trefa. And as long as the kana would be severed a little bit more than 3/4 inch from the top of the outside of the kana, which is more than 1/4 inch from the inside of the hollow of the kana, then the animal would be a trefa. However, if you would measure based on Rav Halala, then the only time that animal would be a trefa is only if the kana was severed a bit more than 1/2 inch from the hollow of the kana. And as Rashi on the top of that Memdala and Beis in Diba Maskel Rav Avya explains, and we will begin reading Rashi from the fourth of the narrow lines in Rashi, and as Rashi states, V'kodim she'agir l'chetzi cholol havi Rav Avya imad fanais v'acholol v'plei she'doifin ha'kana obmil maila l'tzad ha'tzava inel ha'krim dak. Rashi points out that it would be standard that if the kana of an animal would split and would break, that it would be nifsak from the top and not from the bottom. And umahani oivatznoch lashlumi l'ruba over mina tachtra v'chetzi ha'cholol l'rubai. And Rashi continues, Rav Halala ain't a trefa at she'ifsak Rav ha'cholol and v'oivatznoch ain't a mashlum l'rav. When measuring Rav of the kana, we don't take into account the cartilage at all. And the Gemara just brought down a machlekes amroim as to what Rav stated. And the Gemara now continues with the story that Ahip Sukas Hagageres Dasoy L'Kamei D'Rav, and it was a shaylon, an animal whose kana was severed, and it came in front of Rav, and Yosef Kabadik Lo B'Rav Ovya, and Rav sat down and was starting to inspect the animal, and he was going to measure Rav Ovya. If he would have measured Rav Ovya, then certainly the animal would be trefa, and it would have been Rav Ovya. That measurement is much smaller, and as we explained, that this shita would be more chomer, and Amulei Rav Kahana Rav Asi L'Rav, and Rav Kahana Rav Asi, who would tell me to Rav, said to the Rebbe, L'mad Tana Rabbeinu B'Rav Halala, that you taught us that when measuring Psukas HaGagares, one would measure Rav Halala and not Rav Ovya, and L'chir, in this case, the animal should be kosher and would not be a trefa. And as we will discuss, the Rav did not finish inspecting the animal, and Shavdil Kamei, the Rav Baba Chana, or as some agrees, the Rav Barav Chana, and Botka B'Rav Halala V'Achshra, and Rav Baba Chana actually inspected it based on Rav Halala, and therefore the animal was kosher. And once he determined that it was kosher, so Vizavimina betlesa istri pshita bisra, so he bought the value of 13 istri pshiti of basa of this animal. And Ayin Rashi Shadra, that Rav actually sent it to Rav Baba Chana, and Rav Baba Chana bought tlesa istri pshiti. And Ayin Rashi explains why we call it istri pshiti and not istri stama. And Rashi explains istri medina shem pshuta mekalim and istri stam hainu siloin suri shasela abodinrin. However, istri pshiti who sell a medina shmini shabitzel suri dainu chatzidinar ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that it's bothered v'hechi obed hachi, that how is it possible that after Rav said that it was usser and it was a trefa, that they sent it to Rav Baba Chana, and now Rav Baba Chana was able to say that's mutter and not a trefa. V'atani, we learned to the braisa, chacham shetime in chaveru shayr l'tar, and similarly usser in chaveru shayr l'hater. And the Gemara answers, shani hachad Rav lo yosem esar, that in chinami Rav never said it was usser. And as we initially explained, and as Rashi states in our Gemara, the hachi have a boy l'midukei b'rav ovya v'lo shavku tamidei v'shadru l'kamei d'rabba. However, the Gemara is still bothered, that how could it be that Rav Baba Chana would eat from this meat? If we already learned on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, Yecheskel mentioned that he was makbid not to eat any meat where there was a shayla on the animal, and even if a Rav would have paskin that was kosher, certainly Rav Baba Chana should have also been makbid on this idea. And as the Gemara continues, and we already saw this Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, that Vaksiv, that the paskin Yecheskel states, V'oyim ha'ho Hashem alekim, hini nafshi loy mutumo, novelu treva loy chati min ure vad ato, v'loy bo b'fi b'sa pigol. And Yecheskel was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how he was so careful on Isurim, and how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu say they should eat Isurim? As we previously explained, that certainly Yecheskel wasn't talking about Isurim deraisa, as that is pasha that he would not be oivan Isurim deraisa, and therefore we explained that when the pasuk states, hini nafshi loy mutumo, shalay yirati b'yoyim lovu l'day tumo b'layla, and when the pasuk states, v'loy chati, Yecheskel was stating, shalay chati basa kais ma'ilam, they never ate basa of an animal that was musukenes, and that people would say that make sure to hurry up and shecht it in order that it doesn't become an avela. When the pasuk states v'lo ba b'fi b'sah pigol shalei chatim b'behemah shahir b'chacham, that would never eat from an animal where there was a shayla on the animal, and they had to receive a psak from a chacham that the animal is kosher, and that is similar to a case of pigol, as a person had a machshava that this animal was a treifa, and finally mishum Rav Nasan amru shalei chatim b'behemah shalehum manaseh. And as we explained, that even though Yecheskel was a kohen and he was really mutter to eat Israel lechayim v'keiva, and even so he did not do so, but ultimately we see that one should not eat from a behemah where there was a shayla on the behemah, and if so, why would Rabbi Bar Chana buy some meat from this animal? However, the Gemara explains hani mili milsa tali b'svara, that even when Yecheskel mentioned this chumrah, that was only b'negia shayla where it's tali in the svara. In that case, it's possible that the Rav paskin incorrectly. Therefore, there is makum to be machmer. However, Rabbi Bar Chana Gemari samach, but Rabbi Bar Chana was samach on his kabbalah, and since he had a kabbalah that the psula psukas hagageres is bereiv chalala, and the metzias was that this was not psukas hagageres, and therefore it is not considered a behemoth that had a shayla, and that's why Rabbi Bar Chana had no reason to be machmer. That's why he was able to buy 13 istri of this basar. Ayn Rashi Italian besvara the hosam ikel svuke dilma loyav besvara ma'alya. However, hachu Rabbi Gemari samach the hachi gamim Rabbi the psukas hagageres bereiv chalala. Rashi continues and brings examples of things that tali b'svara, as Rashi states, milsu tali b'svara kugoyin makifin bereya the ikla meima dilmalei medamel chazusa shapa ukugoyin damil b'svara damil kveda v'damil beyasa v'damil amerika the ikum menayo ksheres v'ikum menayo treifais upamish adam toya b'mari sayin. And before we continue, Ayin Tezis Rush, who's bothered, how could the Gemara ask a question on Rabbi Bar Chana from the story of Yecheskel if Yecheskel was machmer, and why should it be that everyone should have to be machmer like Yecheskel? And Ayin Teitz Rashi points out, Tema, im kol adam asal lechom v'hema shahir b'chacham, im kein mayra vusid Yecheskel. And Teitz In says, in v'na v'hagun l'chol tamid l'chamim, l'salach b'ikve atzadikim rishaynim, shal l'ifritz mashe gadru atzmam, u mikol makam yisturi leka, v'hain revusid Yecheskel, shal srachik min akir. And keep in mind that l'chir from this story, we see that even though Rav Kahana Rav Asi stated to Rav, that l'matinu rabbeinu b'rev chalolo, and Rav still sent this animal to Rabbi Bar Chana, so it would seem that the version that we had, that Rav stated Rav Ovya, is actually the correct version as to what the Shita of Rav was. And our Gemara now continues and asks that how could it be that Rabbi Bar Chana would buy some meat from the person that came with the Shayla, as V'tepek Le Meshim Chshada, and he should not be able to buy any meat from this person based on a chash that people will say that because he paskin that it was kosher, therefore he got a better deal on the meat, and he got a better price. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that although Dona Sadin, Zika v'chiev, Time v'tia, Osa v'hita, v'chene edim she'idu, kulu v'shari likach, that although me'ikra adin, if someone is a judge, and he was mezaka one person, and he was mechayiv another person, or he was metame or metar an item, or he paskin that something is osa or something is mutar, similarly in a case where edim testified regarding a property, one is allowed to buy that item, and one does not have to be machmir not to buy that item. However, Avraham Chachamim Hachik Menakiyum Menadeim Loi Harucham Made a Takana that one should not do so. As it appears like he's self-dealing, and as Rashi states, Meshum Chshada Dloy Leimu Meshum Deshari Nele Moizel Gabei V'Nira Kenetu Schalai Rasai. And as Rashi continues, Dona Sedin Al Sada Al Talis Bein Zelazer Nechin Edim Sheidu Al Sada Al Talis She Shall Plainly Kulim Shere Likach Oisi Chefetz. However, the Rabbanan stated Hachik Menakiyah Shelo Yomer B'Shvil Kach Zik L'Zeh She'itnan Lo'i B'Zoyel. However, the Gemara answers and is mechalek that Hani Mili Midi De Mizabe Meshuma, but Hachem Maskola Meichach, even when Rabbanan stated Hachik Menakiyah Menadeim Lo'i, that is only something that is sold by an estimation. People may be choshish that he gave him an extra piece and he charged him less. However, since in our case Rabbi Bar Chana was paying by the pound and paying based on weight, everyone will realize that he's paying the actual price for the meat. Therefore, there was no reason for Rabbi Bar Chana to be machmir. Gemara brings a riot at this point. Ki hadu Rava shor trafta v'zovim ina bisra, that just like we find, Rava was mater trefa, and then he bought his basa, and amule bas Rav Chista, and his wife, who was the daughter of Rav Chista, said to Rava, abba shari bukhra v'le zovim ina bisra, and as we know, that bizman hazeh, that we cannot bring a bukhar to the Beis HaMikdash and one waits until it gets a mum, and then anyone could eat from that bechor. When someone would come with a bechor to Rav Chista, and Rav Chista would paskin that it is a bal mum, and therefore it's mutar b'achila, he would not buy any of the basar. And how could you buy this meat that you paskin that was kosher? And before we continue with Rav's response, let us point out that the Gemara Masechtas Bechorais on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph states that although in regard to other psulim mikdashin, they could be nishrat and imkarim be'itlis v'imkarim be'litra, and one doesn't have to give it extra kavod. However, this din doesn't apply to bechor maisa, and one still has to give kavod to a bechor maisa, and they cannot be sold by weight, and one cannot weigh them, and they also cannot be sold in a regular marketplace. And therefore, Amalor, Rav responded to his wife that certainly there's a difference between a bechor and a regular behemoth, as hani mili bechor da shuma mizdabin, and certainly since it's sold by appraisal, therefore there would be a chash that someone would be getting a better deal, and certainly this is included in the concept of hachik ben akir min adaymalai. However, but over here where we're weighing it, so there was no shayla, as no one would be choshish, I'm getting a better deal. And although I was the one that paskin that this animal is not a treifa, I still have a right to buy this basar. Rav continues that my ikum shum umtsum al yisa, even if you will say that it should still be asar, because potentially this person will give me a better piece of meat. However, that is not a benefit because I paskin that it's kosher, as kol yoymo umtsum al yisa zabnali. Certainly this was a daily occurrence, that since Rav was the Adam Gadol, and he was a Gadol Adar, so therefore people would sell him the better pieces of meat, and that was not a benefit that he was getting based on his psak, and therefore it was mutter for me to buy this meat. And as Rashi states, let us go back to Rashi. And I and the Mepharshim will discuss why was it necessary for Rashi to point out Rav Chista was a Kohen, is once a Bechor has a Mum, then it's Mutter to everyone, not only to Kohenim. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Chista is Zeru Tam Chacham, that who is considered Tam Chacham, as Tesis points out, that Nafkamina would be the Madrinali Avedosri Betvias Ayin. And Rav Chista explains, Zeruya Trefla Atzmai, and as Rashi explains, Kishinilu Suffolk Trefla is Bebehemtai, Venir by Tam Isov, Tam Lehetar, Veina Chasalev. He even asks his own animal, and even though it is a tzad to be matarit, therefore we see that he's not concerned about his own money, and he wouldn't lie, and that's why it would be nema b'tfias ayin. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, zaruya treifel atzboi ve'imar lachirim lahakel, and he doesn't go to ask a shayla for someone else in order to find a kula. And the Gemara continues, v'amar Rav Chista, ezeu soyni matoni zichya zaruya treifel atzboi, that who is including the pasuk and mishlei of oicha beisa beitzia this refers to someone that's roya treifel atzmai, and even though he could find a kula, he still paskas l'chumra. And if someone's so careful about their own money, then certainly they will not want to take money from someone else. And as Rashi states, haroya treifel atzmai vade seinu matonis achirim hu sha'afal shaloi ina choymed l'achriya l'hetar. The Gemara continues, darash mazutra mishmid Rav Chista, that mazutra dash in the name of Rav Chista, a similar idea that kol mi shakari v'shena, that if someone learns Torah and he learns Mishnah, the roya treifel atzmai, when he has a shayla, so he paskin his own animals a treifa, v'shimish talmid chachamim, and he's mishamish talmid chachamim, so all of our kasav oimer, and all of our kasav oimer, and to regard to such a person that the pasuk in Tehillim states, yigiyach apecha ki seichel ashrecha v'tevlach, and zok Rashi v'shimish talmid chachamim is not referring to be mishamish them, and instead lamed gemara l'taritz taimei mishnah mishnayis hasreisim zuazu v'haynu talmud. And the pasuk states, "Giyach apecho ki seichel the kivin da shaloi in a chaymed kolkin she in a chaymed mishalachim lignei v'ligdal." And Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid explains, "Zeichel v'nechel shnei lamais ha'ilum hazeh va'ilum haba." There'll be zeichel to inherit two worlds, ha'ilum hazeh ha'ilum haba. And as the pasuk states, "Ashrecha ba'ilum hazeh v'tayvloch ha'ilum haba." The Gemara brings two stories. Rabbi Lezer, "Kiav mishadri levin bein nesiya midi leishakol v'chiav mizavin leilayazel." And when they would send a gift from the house to the Nasi, to Rabbi Lezer, he would not accept his gift. And similarly, and when he would invite him to come as their guest, he would not go and he would not accept the invitation. And Oman, he said to the Nasi, boy madechai by sending me gifts and inviting me, and you wanting me to take things from you. So do you not want me to live? Dechsev, and as the pasuk in Mishlei stated, v'soinim atonis yichya. And whatever the Gemara now brings, Reb Zera ki mishadri leil shakel, that even though when the nasi would send the gifts, he would not accept the gifts. However, ki mizamn leozel, when they would invite him, he would go to their home and he would go for a meal. Omar, and he explained the difference between the two, and we continue in daf mem hey and aleph is yakir misyakirbi. Then when I go to them for a meal, then they're the one that actually receiving the covered. I'm not going for my own covered. Therefore, it's not included in the pasuk of Seinu Matonis Yichya, as I am giving them a gift and I'm not receiving a gift. As the Shev Shmeitzer states in that Dhamma, that when the pasuk states v'yichuli truma and not v'yitnuli truma, that is because by giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is certainly a Seinu Matonis, then it's as if we have received something and we aren't actually giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before we finish, let us see Taisis on Daf Mem Dalar and Bey, Diva Masach V'chein Eidim She'idu Kulum She'en Likach, and Taisis points out the Shnayim Einun Chashudim in Arminu and Perak Bey's Diavamis, and then Taisis states Bikol Mokoyim L'Bal Nefesh Toiv L'Hachik Ayin Sham. Finally, let's go back to the top Taisis on Daf Mem Dalar and Aleph, where the Gemara stated Rabbi Shua He Da'ama Imeshkichim Baskol, and Taisis bothered and asked Astira that L'Chir we Paskin like Beis Hillel because of the Baskol. Meanwhile, we know that Rabbi Lezer was put in Chirim and Rabbi Lezer was Shamuti, and we see that Imashkichim and Baskol, and Taisis explains that certainly with Mashkichim and Baskol, one of the reasons why Rabbi Shua stated that Imashkichim and Baskol was because that Baskol only came out Mishum created Rabbi Lezer, as Rabbi Lezer actually stated Mishamai Mechichu, he specifically asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a Baskol that would state that Allah is like him. And Taisis continues, V'oy de Baskol de Beis Hillel Misayir Kra, Dechsiv Achri Rabbim Hatayis, the Beis Hillel Rubahava, that Lemaisa de Baskol was actually just confirming the Psak, and as the Torah states, Achri Rabbim Hatayis, therefore certainly the Psak should be like Beis Hillel, and even though Beis Shammah was Mechadin in Tvei, Al Baskol de Rabbi Lezer, Abonin de Pligal Le Havaruba, however, in regard to the Baskol by Rabbi Lezer, so certainly the Rabbonin would arrive, and therefore the Baskol was going against the standard din of Achri Rabbim Hatayis. That's why, specifically over there, we stated in Mashkichim and Baskol, based on this point, so Taisis is bothered that how could our Gemara state that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that in Mashkichim and Baskol, if we just explained that Rabbi Shua's point was only in the case of Rabbi Lezer, and certainly we would also agree to that din of Rabbi Shua, that in the case of Rabbi Lezer, in Mashkichim and Baskol, however, Taisis explains that the Kivin de Ka'ama loy bashamaymi, that since in Bab Mitzia by the Tanish Achnoi, so Rabbi Shua didn't just state that in Mashkichim and Baskol, but he stated loy bashamaymi, mashmo de isle de bishum duchta in Mashkichim and Baskol, ayin in Taisis, and we will stop over here.